When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Close the door. Would you please stop?
It's what? Your so ugly pants? Jealous of what? Your leather ugly pants?
Hi.
Hi. I came as soon as I heard.
I just heard.
How are you feeling today, Mom?
I need a day off. I need a day off.
Listen.
I gotta pick up the kids from soccer. I gotta go to Gelson, get a Yoplait.
A Yoplait. A fat-free Dannon.
To feed my whole... That was my drag name. Fat-free Dannon.
No, fat-free Dannon. Fat, comma, free Dannon.
Fat, free Dannon. Hi, fat.
Well, welcome back to another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful, ladies and gentlemen.
Here on our brand new YouTube channel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can see us from your house.
Why are people obsessed with seeing people in podcasts?
I think it's a question of more, more, more. That's how I want it. That's how I want it. You know, people just want more.
I guess, but also like...
Is this distracting?
No, I'm just happy to know you're breathing. But like people are like, I love the old fashioned radio shows, but I just wish I could see them.
Yeah, that's called a television.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, now you bullied us and we're here.
We should have just skipped a few stages and went to like full immersive 3D experiences. That would cost about $20,000 an episode to produce.
Well, didn't you do a 3D experience? Was it expensive to make?
It wasn't cheap. I'm going to say that. But it wasn't, it wasn't crazy.
More than five?
More than
10?
Yeah.
Did you make the money back?
I don't know.
But it's more about the experience.
The video, well, I mean, be clear. The video cost nothing. I just took 10 grand and threw it in the furnace. Because I just felt like, you know, I want to be J-Lo. I got to do what she does.
Can I show you something that happened to me today?
Is this the printout?
I have a script.
Is this a printout?
I have a script for something
is
coming up.
Is this a printout?
And I asked somebody at the office, someone printed it for me. Can we talk a little bit about the size of that font?
Oh my God.
Yeah, let me just
Who
learn my lines.
You eat it. Like, eat it to maybe I'll, if it's closer to my brain.
Just further evidence that nothing will ever be easy.
Oh my God. See, this is why. So this is where our paths really, really diverge, is that you, even though you are continuously burdened and frustrated by all of these things that don't ever seem to go your way, you just keep piling them on one after the other. Whereas I gracefully and quickly step away.
Even after you've committed to doing something.
Well, that's where my pleasure principle comes in. Because I don't really enjoy not doing it unless I've said, oh, I'm going to do it.
And then it's like, I don't want to do it. Yeah. We recently had an episode of we were supposed to tape.
Yeah. And I sure did call out. I'm not going to, but guess what? I didn't call out sick. I just called out.
That's what I respected about it.
Yeah. I'm not trying to lie anymore. I'm really not trying to lie anymore. I don't want to lie. So, but funny thing, I don't know if I told you this. It's hysterical. So I called out, period.
For un.
We have so many dates scheduled. They're in the calendar until the 90. Rest of the goddamn fucking year. I was like, Mama, just tack it on the end like a snow day. Tack it on the end like a snow day. No harm, no foul. And plus, I knew that Pete was going to Palm Springs. I'm like, I guarantee you he will jump at the opportunity to leave early, beat the traffic, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, so I called in, period. But I learned later from Pete's roommate, Andrew was listening to a call. So I hope I'm not telling this out of school.
No, this is a good story.
Okay. Yeah, he's like,
this sounds definition telling stories out of school.
Yeah,
but please don't stop.
But I'm not going to make any names. Okay, I'll just make them up. So Barbara. Uh-huh. Barbara was
Bonaducci.
Barbara Bonaducci. I think she's new, but not nobody. She's not an intern. She's high up. She's not exactly familiar with the ins and outs of my history at World of Wonder, and certainly has not seen the documentary Moving Parts. Okay, so that just paints a picture.
So she lives under a rock.
Yeah, totally. Flop taste.
Complete flop taste.
Yeah. So Pete said, Katya needed to reschedule, and Barbara's like, why? And
pretty Pete, much I would let Gemma know yeah. that Katya is a hardcore drug addict,
a crack whore. What other plainer language can I state that she is
those were old drug addict type of shoes
that were fused to her feet. So yeah, he was like, well, you know, Katya is going to do she's going on a treatment thing. Treatment for what? It just, it was so awkward, and they were trying to say, what they were trying to say is, listen, she's a crack hoe, but Barbara was not buying it, she got the hint, but she was like, well, what, so she can just call out 2 days early? I mean, or 2 days before the shoot? And somebody was like, yeah, well, you know, she's the talent, and it's really important to support her. Da, 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 da. And Barbara's like, well, I guess. and this is of course
so funny.
This is of course hyperbole, and could it be actually just not true? But that was the gist, and it was hysterical because actually I completely am on Barbara's side. You know, I don't think she was being mean or insensitive. It's totally reasonable. What's wrong with her?
Well, no, I like that she had absolutely no inclination to be delicate.
No, that's exactly indelicate.
She's a hardcore drug addict who could die if she goes to work. That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly. It wasn't insensitive. It was indelicate. That was very, very, very. I think that's a very important distinction because, I mean, you know. Whatever.
Well, really, what you're saying is, I need the day off. What you're really
No. I'm not gonna. You're giving me too much credit there. I'm really saying I want the day off. Actually, not even that. I said I'm taking the day off.
Well, no, what you're really saying is I'm taking the day off for my health. Or I'm coming in a fucking hurricane, bitch.
Yeah. And the blood will be on your hands, Barbara.
When they find me hanging in the closet.
Hanging in the closet and you wake up to a bloody note. Nailed to your headboard.
Yeah.
My suicide note.
Blood above their headboard on the ceiling, and it says, someone's in the closet.
I'm coming for you, Barbara.
Well, you know, you canceling work is something that, to me, listen, if we're going to be honest, I'm so stacked up recently.
Yes, God damn
said,
it.
I might call out, I said,
yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
I don't wait for you to corroborate or give the vote. I said, listen, because you have motherfucking done this thing before, which I'll tell you right now is this. She says, oh, girl, do you think we should reschedule tomorrow? And I'm like, I'm at home spray painting the letters yes into my curtains and presenting.
You book tickets,
Mama.
You're leaving town.
As soon as I hear the inflection in your voice, the credit card goes swipe. I have my luggage. I'm ready to leave and never come back. And then 3 hours later, you call no, girl, we have to do it. And I'm like, you fucking bitch. I was like, you are diabolical. That is diabolical. Because it's like you're like the weatherman saying, there's going to be 4 feet of snow tomorrow, Jennifer. You know, who doesn't want to go to sixth grade?
Jennifer Convertibles.
Jennifer Convertibles. And then you look out the window, 6 a.m., there's no snow. I'm like, no! No!
I'm just going to say that I have done that.
You have done it 3 times! And I said, enough! And I will not take it anymore. So I will not. So I'm going to, when I need a day off, I'm going to take it. We are not performing stints. We're not doing triple bypasses. We are not brain surgeons. We are not construction workers. We're not veterinarians. We're nobody. We're doing poopy doopy on the YouTube. You know what I mean?
It's we're cross-dressing on a green screen. That being said, I would say in 150 episodes, we've maybe together rescheduled 5.
Yeah.
It's not that many.
And I probably should have rescheduled 25, but
some of them we have rescheduled have been for things like All stars. Like, yeah, it's not like we're...
No, I've never taken
a personal day.
No.
I've canceled for other things.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Things like that. And also, I know that Pete's really overworked. I know that you're way stretched, way beyond your limit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at her. She's stretched. She's like, are you even there?
You know, I wish... Are you there? If I want to be... Please, I'll be stretched thin, but it doesn't make me, you know... Thinner.
You're still fat.
I would love to be stretched thinner. Like if I could walk around, if I could eat whatever I wanted and walk around with giant clothespins on my back skin, I would. And I would flat Stanley that shit. I would just never turn around. Hi guys. Hi. Don't pay no attention to the skin behind the curtains. You're like, is that a
metal, like, is that a clamp
of flesh?
Is that
a nude gown trailing behind you? Yeah. No, that's my skin, bitch. Yeah. I've learned this. But you have to understand this about me. If I want to cancel, I sometimes need to just speak my truth into the universe, and then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, keep it to yourself next time.
Right, because normally I go, I want to cancel. And then once I've just talked about it, I go, I can do it.
Oh, see,
the same way, it's hot. I just have to go, it's hot.
Right, get it out.
Yeah. I'm expecting a temperature change.
Right, of course.
But I just need to be heard.
Yeah.
But I've learned to not.
Don't say it to me, bitch, because you know what I want to do every time. You know what I want to do.
I said, should we cancel? You've already cast the rune stones.
Yeah, I said, mama, there's a hot air balloon outside right now waiting to take me to fucking Middle Earth, and I'm never coming back. Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of Middle Earth, let's take a break.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
And we're back. You are back from a wellness retreat. Let's talk about it.
Mama, I'm going to tell you what I canceled for.
Because we just talked about.
We talked about the cat litter. This is part two, game on, bitch, the cat's back.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try to keep this brief and succinct because I could literally talk about it forever.
No, talk about
okay.
it.
Okay, so Mary, dude, I don't even know where to start. Okay, so there's a thing, there's a community of people who use psychedelic drugs in order to provide relief and therapy for their addiction, right? And these are people that I've become embroiled with too. I've met some people. They're kind of cool. So I've been doing it. I've done two treatments. This is my third. The two of them were done in a clinical environment. One was done in a clinical environment with nurses, EMTs, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was like a hospital almost. Right. This last one was ayahuasca, which is, and people, if people have seen Chelsea Handler's Netflix show, have you seen that?
No, but I know ayahuasca just from living in Los Angeles.
Hello, mama.
People
sweetie.
Here, people here yeah, love to yeah. buy something from Pottery Barn and go to do ayahuasca.
Girl, ma. Oh, okay, yeah. So
what is it?
So ayahuasca is a brew. It's a potion, really, that has a psychoactive compound in it called DMT, and DMT is a hallucinogenic drug. And so there is a ritual, okay? There is a, it is in part of certain South American cultures, spiritual ritual traditions, okay? So what that looked like, I paid $100 to go down with a group.
That's a good price.
The clinical environment, I spent a week in Mexico in a basically a resort. I was in a house alone with a lot of attention. That was $6,000. Okay.
We've put you places more expensive. Yeah. Way more expensive.
And I would say that was worth every penny, honestly, because there's a whole lot going on there that had nothing to do with drug treatment. It was just fasting, attention, therapy, blah, blah. So this time I go down.
I love that you go to one of those treatment centers to learn that you can't live on caffeine and sugar. You're like, I'm cured. Oh, I just haven't been shotgunning Red Bulls.
Into my ass and eyes. Yeah, totally. So I did smoke the house down. But anyway,
this is only $100.
$100. $85 to be exact. Wow. $85. But you get what you pay for, and I will tell you exactly why. Mama, when I tell you we drove to Tecate, and we were in some rickety 87 Ford bus, literally up a dirt road, Right. I mean, we had to, there was this fucking fierce bitch was driving this jalopy, and we had a van full of 8 people, probably 2,000 pounds in there. Uh-huh. And we were with all of our sleeping gear, fucking jamming up this dirt hill, a dirt hill. We get to this dilapidated restaurant, middle of Mexico, inland, and
Rocco's West Hollywood.
Yeah. Honestly. And we, so 100 of us outside on the cement, we brought a sleeping bag, sleeping pads, blankets. I mean, water.
Camping, kind of?
Absolutely camping. Outside, 40 degrees at night. 40 degrees at night. Hello. Hello. Diapered. Fully diaped up. I had bought adult diapers, and I was wearing them. I wore that diaper.
The sad thing is, you sent me some videos day before.
Yeah, I wanted to wear that diaper.
I know you did. You were trying them on for size. You had it tailored. You had it taken in.
My Valentino diaper, just my couture diaper.
You see, I had the diaper on. Does everyone have a diaper on?
They gave us diapers. So the only thing they provided you was a bucket.
To throw up?
A bucket to throw up with a liner. They didn't provide the liner. I've got it from a very generous woman, had her own trash bags. And then diapers, pink diapers. I brought my own adult diapers. I put mine on. Okay, so ayahuasca, this is how a Colombian shaman came, and he was really cool. By the way, this is not some bougie anthropology Gwyneth Paltrow retreat. I was one of maybe 7 or 8 gringos there. Most Mexicans, right? And no, it was not bougie. Mama, $85.
Right.
This was no like, this was very rustic. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of like, stuff going on. They do this thing called, they give you the jape. You are going, Mama. I need to tell you about this. You are going to shit. It's a pipe with a thing that goes up your nostrils, and they blow tobacco, which is like cayenne powder, into your nostrils. People, eyes watering, coughing.
You did this?
I surely fucking did not, because I had heard about it from Andrew, who had gone previously, and I was like, what's the point of that?
Is that when Andrew found out he was a courtesan in another life?
No, this was when he found he was a timeless crone, witch able to manipulate reality. I kid. But there's a true version that we don't have time for. But Mama, I said, what is that for? They said, it's really to ground you in the moment because the pain is so intense. You have nothing else but to drop into this moment. I said, I will drop right into this moment right here by myself. Thank you so very much.
You mean to manifest pain? I'll think of my childhood, okay?
Why don't you just slap me? Why don't you just take a book off the shelf and slap me with it? I could not. People are crying. This is the poor girl next to me.
Do you watch people do it?
I was like, I'll let these people. Mama, they lined up. They lined up.
And you're the only one who did it.
I said, I will not. I will RSVP in the negative.
So you stood there and watched these people get tobacco shot up their nose, and then what? Is it just like instant crying? Is it like hot ones? Is it like they're on hot ones?
Yeah, instant crying, like red, bulging red eyes, tears, and coughing, and they come back to this. I said, not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
So after that, the shaman does a very cool like presentation in Spanish. It's translated about the purpose of this medicine. And it was very legit in the sense that it was like, this is the tradition it comes from. This is what we use it for. This is how you should approach the thing for the new people. Right. The orientation.
Don't you kinda, have to enter those perfect love and perfect trust, the craft style, right?
Absolutely. You have to respect the boundaries. You have to respect the rules of the space. You have to respect other people because we are packed in like sardines. I'm talking right next to each other, yoga mats.
Why?
Because there's not enough space.
But aren't you outside?
Yeah, but it's a contained environment. We can't just be all around a field. It's like we're all in the same space and it's like a giant parking lot.
Oh, because you guys have like babysitters?
Yeah, I mean, there's facilitators, people walking, keeping track of you. Mary, we got there 7 p.m. We didn't leave till 7 a.m. It's all overnight. So they do the jape. I'm like, Mama, fuck that.
Where was this?
Tecate, Mexico.
You went to Mexico?
Mm-hmm. We drove there in a jalopy. A jalopy, Mama. So
I will say this isn't a read.
What?
At this point in your life, we have seen a lot of more traditional types of treatment fail. So we might as well
let's experiment.
Do the Never-Ending Story. We might as well do Star Trek. Yeah. Okay.
And I would like to let the listener know, just if anybody who is dealing with stuff that this kind of therapy attempts to provide relief for, at this point, this therapy is not desperate. This was more of a I'll try it.
Right.
But I was not like, I need it. It was, that's not it. Because, as you'll later learn in a little bit, we did not get what we were looking for.
Oh, shit. Well, you didn't.
I didn't. Mama, everybody else was Diane Wiest. Turntinta Aguilera. So they do the first pour. Ayahuasca is a brew. It's a potion. And he literally, you know, scoops it up. This guy is fierce. He's this Colombian man, about 4'2",
uh-huh.
and just feathers and everything. Fierce.
Ginger.
Yeah. Tangina, big Tangina energy, big Tangina energy. And this other girl, this fear, the all in white, she's the facilitator. She's got acrylics. She's got a silicone ass, long hair. I mean, she's the fire stoker. She was stoking that fire with her acrylics with her hands. Fierce. Yeah. And then, so we get the first cup. Now people have like, there are people who are like, this girl, she was so dramatic. Uh-huh. It tasted so bad for her, she couldn't do it. Because you got to drink it in front of them. You got it when you go up, you got to drink it right in front of them.
Right.
So the first cup happens, and she's like, oh, she couldn't do it. It just tastes like a beet smoothie. It's not, it's earthy. It's not like shit. It's not like diarrhea shit in your mouth. Go back. It takes a while. Usually what they say is about the second pour is that's when things start to get a little
turnt.
Woo-woo. Yeah, so mama, first cup, 10 minutes later, I got fucking Amy Adams in the corner looking for her Oscar.
Crying?
Going for, like the Academy is right there with their voting notebooks.
Crying.
I mean, but wait.
But early, right?
Mama, early. Like the trailers hadn't even started yet. The movie like the does not.
So do you think the facilitators were like,
girl, please.
Yeah,
it ain't that
exactly.
deep.
All, it's not that deep. It's don't not do that deep. That.
Don't do
God,
all that
don't
right
do
now.
All that.
Don't do all that right now. Like, mama, wait for the clock because this is too early. So that's just my opinion, of course. And now people who are not cynical, you're not even ready for this. So the second cup, then they start to retch.
Throw up?
The puking starts.
Who?
Everyone. I'm talking a symphony of, first the belching. Then the heaving. And then it's just fucking Niagara Falls of vomit. 100 people. Over
and what 100. Are you doing?
I'm looking around like bippity boppity boop. Cast iron stomach, mama.
You felt nothing?
Well, at this point, I'm trying to get centered. I'm trying to stay inside, and that's
you
what
want
they
your
tell
$70
you to do.
Worth.
I want to get my $85 of like drug free rocket blast. Like, take me to Mars, cure me, and bring me back. Of course, that's not what's happening. But you know, I want to have a profound, transformational, transcendent experience.
Right.
I mean, that's the real tea. I don't want to. I didn't just go to Mexico to hallucinate, mama. I certainly don't need to go to Mexico to throw up. But so, mama, it was just, it's the Beethoven symphony, the horns,
so the
brass.
People start, oh my God.
All of a sudden, just chunks, the buckets, the acoustics.
Are people making it in the buckets or no?
Yes.
Everybody, thank God.
Because people go down, you're not supposed to sleep, but you do get tired because it's 11, 12, 1 a.m.
So they know that they're going to be puking.
Everybody knows they're going to be puking. Everybody's prepared for that. But I was not prepared for the drama. The Drama Desk Awards presentation. The Catherine Heigl of the Vomitorium featuring Catherine Heigl. It was just puking, puking, puking. And then the crying.
Everyone?
No, just a couple of Academy Award like nominees.
These are probably people who are like, I do this every 2 weeks.
No, I think that there were a couple of women, Moaning Myrtle, I swear she was, I mean, Turntinta doesn't even describe. This motherfucker, I don't know what she was going through, but she was going through it all, the whole night. And it was like, she was screaming, she was sobbing. And then a person was like, I never felt like that. I'm talking wailing. Trixie, she was wailing, hysterical.
Normal people are not doing this.
That's
people
exactly.
With people bringing yes. a lot of their own
absolutely.
Luggage.
Trauma. No, that's literally, most people are there to unpack, to work through, to, you know, and that's what they say. There's like, this is going to be, nobody describes ayahuasca as like,
fun.
As amusement ride. Some people do. Because there's a very significant serotonin release. What I've heard from people that I've known is that when there's a purging, they call it the purging, right? you know, they'll say that, oh, you purge up your toxins, your drama. It's like, okay, well, whatever. I have certain opinions about that. But you certainly do vomit. You certainly do vomit, and it certainly is unpleasant. But once you release all that vomit, generally, you're able to then be available for the process, the visions or the sensations or the lessons or whatever, okay? And so what happened to me, you get one dose, one cup, and then another, and that's usually when it gets like
turn
hammer time. Yeah. So by the second pour, people coming back, they are, mama, this guy right across from me.
Like, were you laughing?
Funny you say that. Chris, this other guy from our party, Chris was giggling all night, could not stop laughing. So I got him laughing.
Did anybody recognize you?
Yeah, actually, a really nice girl did, and it was so cool. It's probably one of the best nights. She was so cool. She was very, you know, and you know, we kind of had a moment, and that was fun before, because you can't talk. There's no talking once this thing gets rolling. There's no talking.
Nobody wants to, or not supposed.
Well,
to.
Well, I did because I.
Oh my God! Our soundproofing. No,
as if it was like some like brick.
You thought your ayahuasca was finally hitting a week later.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. Did you get that on film?
Did you get it, girl?
Okay.
Eat out one of the girls. Okay.
Eat out one of the girls.
So Moaning Myrtle is deep into her third.
She's performing. She's doing a number.
But she's doing like Night Mother. She's into her Shakespeare. Like she is just going.
She's doing He Lives in You from The Lion King.
Yes. She's knee deep in her 3-hour dance mix right now.
Work.
And yeah, work it out, Diva. By the way, and so there's this like thing, of course I feel absolutely nothing, right? And so, and girl to my left, to my right, she was right, we were first timers and we had an understanding.
Did you feel the pressure to act like you felt something?
Oh, mama. Hell the fuck no.
Not like,
listen,
you know, method acting, sort of like going with it.
I'm not there to act. I'm there to feel. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who the fuck am I going to... They didn't, you know, scorecard at the end. There's no... I mean, you know what I mean? It's like...
Did you want to yes and the experience a little bit?
Well, funny you say that, because I did, because after this... When it was clear that I had not... The compound in my... had no effect on me, it was time for a third, which most people do not do. So only 5 or 6 of us went up for a third. And at that point, I was like... I hadn't puked, and I hadn't really felt nausea, but I knew if I took that third thing, I knew it was going to be puke city. I was like, fuck, you know... Well, I don't want to push it. I don't want.
What do you mean you want to push it? The third one is there because for some people, the first two is nothing.
Of course. Yeah. No, totally. So I did. I went and got the third, and then I laid down and still nothing. And then my mouth started to water. I was like, oh, I know what this is. I got my bucket. I puked my guts out.
You puked?
Oh, yeah. But I'm an efficient puker. I went wham, bam, 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 5 pukes, and I was good. Wow. And I got it all out. No nausea. It's okay. So I was like, I was like, okay, this is, I'm getting
available.
Ready for the blast off. Yeah, I was like, I closed my eyes, I got ready, absolutely nothing. I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine, you know.
This makes me think of like somebody buying fake weed in New York in the 90s.
Absolutely.
And like getting home with smoking pencil shavings, being like, what?
Or acid, because that happens so much. It's this little tab. You can't
could
smell
be,
it.
It's a postage stamp.
Could literally. And waiting, because it only 35, 45, 50 minutes. That 45 to 65
they
minute
could be,
window.
They're on state lines by then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't go back to the park and say this didn't work.
Totally. So as far as I know, I was the only person that it really had zero effect on.
Do you think it's because you're like a lifelong hardcore drug addict?
No, I think that's just, it's just, there is people, this happens a lot.
It does?
Well, it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens to some people where they go back. Well, here's the thing. When I smoked pot, it took me 5, 6, I might even say 10 times to get high.
Really?
Yeah. When I smoked pot, I didn't get high the first time, and I smoked and inhaled like half a joint every time. And then one day, maybe the 6th, 7th, or 8th time, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
You pour a bunch of weed down in the gas tank of a Prius, and you just put your mouth over the exhaust.
Yeah. But it was like, it was
so
crazy.
So then you're up all night?
Up all night. And then here's the thing. So
it's 40 degrees.
It's 40 degrees. I was bundled. I was like, you know, Bundle-lino. Yaki bundles. Yeah, Yaki bundles. And I was just, oh, but the fun part was then, so the fire, there's musicians around the fire, right? Musician, you know, playing ayahuasca music.
Uh huh.
And the girl, Moaning Myrtle. Moaning Myrtle has left the chat, right? And she is now in a black hooded sweatshirt, looking like a Sith Lord, just scowling.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul by the fire. literally inches from it, just like this. Quiet. And she looks up at the musician who's got this guy with a guitar and he's singing. And she's
somebody's
like,
playing music?
Yeah.
Whole time?
The whole time. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's kind of nice, right? Guided. Yeah,
beautiful music.
Chill vibes.
Chill folk vibes. And she says, I know how to play the guitar. Could I play a song? And I'm looking at her, because I'm by the fire at this point. I'm cold. I'm freezing. And I'm like, if this motherfucker lets Moaning Myrtle, I was about to, he looks at her, he says, no. I'm like, oh. But then, so then they go into an upbeat jam, and a shaman's assistant,
did you recognize any of the songs?
No. They're like traditional ayahuasca jams. It's like, ayahuasca,
I thought it was like, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Yeah. I don't know.
He was a boy, I was a girl. Yeah. No. But this, I gotta say, when the shaman's assistant just came around from the altar to the fire, he came and cut a rug.
You went like this. I thought you were saying, he was jerking.
Because I gotta tell you what he was doing.
Show the children.
He was like,
you were the faces too. Oh.
He was living for the lip sync. No, it was good. I'm making it a little weirder than it was, but it was lively and incongruous and did not match the music, but he was feeling himself. And it was like, I was like, oh, okay, good. I didn't come for nothing. And then, mom, it's just, oof.
I would be so disappointed if I was you. How many times are you going to try this?
Oh, I'm never going back. I'm never going to do it again.
Well, you did that. But you also did the other thing that didn't work.
No, the Ibogaine, it worked, or I had intense effects from it. It was just extremely unpleasant, which is...
Oh, that's right.
Which people didn't really tell me that was going to happen. Like, but that is the nature of that treatment.
It's like the first time I did GHB and no one told me, were you drinking earlier? No one asked.
Mary, you could have died. Easily could have died.
I don't want to go there.
No, don't.
I had three rolls of ecstasy that night. Cocaine.
Jesus Christ. Good at
GHB.
You so could
and
have easily
a Viagra.
Died. Oh my God. You could have died.
And a Viagra.
So a Viagra?
Viagra.
How about a Ciolis?
Viagra Falls.
Viagra Falls.
It was so horrible.
Yeah. Drugs are tough.
Well, I'm disappointed it didn't work.
I'm actually not because I you know. So, I mean, for example, like...
I mean, $70 to drink tea in the woods, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, it is a little bit snake oil. But apparently these people were puking.
No, these were some real oil. These are motor oil and like Castro Syntec for some other people. But I'm at a big black pig. There were ducks that I thought were hilarious. Ducks.
Ducks are funny.
They're so funny.
Yeah, they're funny. And they walk stupid. They look
stupid. They are ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. And I had a good time with some people. I met some new people. I had a great time. Yeah, it was fun.
Overall,
fabulous. And then we went to Coronado Island. I got a hotel at Coronado Island, and we just stayed there. And then, yeah, it was lovely. It was really nice.
Was this last Friday?
This was on Friday night. Yeah, Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm actually like, to be honest, I don't really know. My intention going there was like, not about addiction. It was more about like my body. Like, I know I'm supposed to be funny, like this podcast. I'm not being really funny right now, but the...
You're just now getting concerned about not being funny. Okay. Better late than never.
Hard turn only. Good joke only. Oh my God. But I had different questions. And mama, I don't need answers to those from some fucking like psychic plant, like spiritual traveler, Kabbalah, spiritual mother.
What kind of body questions?
I was like, what do I do with this fucking like rusted bag of fucking bones?
Well,
throw it down the stairs and end it all.
What is the profile of people who do ayahuasca, though? I mean, isn't it mostly like
people who are
young, rich, white people?
No.
Like rich white couples.
These are spirits. So I call them spiritual tourists, right? Spiritual, especially because
spiritual gangsters.
I'm going to say this right. Well,
I'm a spiritual gangster.
I feel like if you have that, if you wear a piece of clothing that has that on it, you should probably be hit with a 2x4 in the head.
I agree.
Yeah. But no, there a lot of people, I could tell were there for, what is a legitimate reason? Who cares? Whatever.
Some people just want to poop.
Mama, but they want to poop, they want to pee, they want to puke.
And they want to wear a diaper.
I was there for the diaper.
So at the end of the night when you took the diaper off and there was nothing in it, were you disappointed?
I never said there was nothing in it.
That's the one part of it you yes anded.
I sure did.
I may not be puking and I might not be hallucinating, but I'm about to shit in this diaper, bitch. Hey,
you better believe these sides will not hold. They will not hold, honey. They will not hold. Yeah, but it was, it was interesting. And so just for reference, I've heard stories of a friend of mine, the first time she did ayahuasca, and this is a quotation from her. This is what she saw. She had an incredible migraine. And she was like, God, she was having a hard time. The facilitator came over and said, ask Mother Aya to take it away. And so she's kind of just like, she kind of like went deep, and then she saw the goddess Kali of the many hand, the many hand Indian goddess, take a spear and shove it into her head, and another one, and shove it. And she just saw this Indian deity shoving spears in and out of her head, stabbing her. And then when she finally couldn't take it anymore, she said, stop! And her headache was gone. I'm not laughing at her. I'm just saying.
It sounds scary.
Sounds scary, incredible, like crazy. But that's the kind of like, that was part of the expectation I was arriving with. You know what I mean? Like, and of course, Andrew's incredible Homerian odyssey of like witches through the ages.
Which is so much
ages.
Better than what you came, yeah.
I went down there and I heard some ducks and I saw a pig.
You know? And then I took off a clean diaper and went down to the Hilton.
I went on a bike ride. I got some taffy.
Is that where you got that taffy?
Yeah.
I picture you at the hotel, towel on the head, robe on, under the blankets, tucked up to the neck, going, now, this is the stuff. Yeah. Still got the diaper on.
Diaper dirty, totally diaped. Yeah.
Completely diaped.
Totally diaped. Just always diaped. But yeah, it was like, people said, oh, you got to come back. You know, so I didn't feel anything the first two or three times. I was like, you tried this again? Are you fucking crazy? Mama, that's it. You know? You get on the roller coaster, it goes nowhere.
Go to SoulCycle.
Exactly. Take a long walk in a beautiful, crisp, like, lake.
Go for a jog.
Go for a jog. Have sex. Eat a lovely soup.
Watch meditate. Rock of Love.
Yeah, meditate. Pray.
I'm watching Rock of Love.
Are you really? Is that, that's Van Halen or no?
Well, I mean, who's not rock? To give away too much, but
Van Halen.
No, it's
Tommy Lee
Brett
Dorf.
Michaels.
Oh, Brett Michaels.
But I'm learning as much as I can about dating shows because of your show.
We're going to be embroiled imminently.
Yes, yeah. And I'm trying to learn as much as I can. And I didn't realize how much. Have you ever seen Rock of Love?
No, I haven't.
It is truly like white trash women.
Oh, is it like a trailer vibe?
Oh, it's like like spaghetti straps and highlights in the hair and just blackout drunk all day.
How's
crying.
The teeth? How are the teeth?
The teeth are fine.
The TV ready.
Oh yeah, the teeth are fine. I mean, they're young, semi-hot girls, okay. But it's like women named Rodeo. You know what I mean? Like that energy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Rodeo.
So not to one up you, but I've been watching Rock of Love. So I know what it's like to have transformative experiences.
Yeah, transcendental. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing good like that happened at the marathon other than extreme thoughts of people shouldn't be doing this.
Well, here's the thing that I have so many questions for you, but the biggest one is, so you this is your own marathon.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what is so insane to me. Like, you didn't have the...
I didn't have people with signs going, you go, girl. There was nobody with water cups.
Nothing.
There's no markers that say mile 10.
There's no start. There's no deadline. There's no, like, there's nothing. There's no, like, oh, the whoosh of a person passing you to, like, be competitive or, like, the,
no one running by going, you got this, yeah.
You can do it. Nothing. Are you psychotic?
No orange slices at the end. No water.
No, my thing was like, I was so, no tinfoil towel.
No tinfoil wrap. Yeah, I know.
That's the whole fun. The cape.
Yeah.
It's like you're hobbled. You're
my caping hole.
I've seen marathons many times living downtown in Boston. And
is it inconvenient when the real marathon happens, the whole city's over?
The whole shitty is city. Yes, it's so inconvenient. I hate it so much. But then my friend did it, and then it had an explosion, so go figure. But, the cape, I always love people in the cape because they look bleary-eyed, they're cross-eyed, they're limping, they're in so much discomfort, but they got those fun capes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was horrible, and right around mile, like, 21, because, 15, half mile, 13, right? 15, you're like, oh, my God, 5 more to 20. This is getting really hard, but once you get to 20, I'll have, like, a second wind. Yeah. You get to 20, and you go, there's 6 more.
But you know what? You're exactly doing what the Navy SEALs got to do.
Increments.
Those increments. Manageable.
Yeah.
And it can't be, like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, like, it's not pride. It's just I can do the next thing. It's a very focused, incremental,
yes.
like very present, very present. Because when you start to think of the whole, I think your brain just like.
Are you kidding? When I started training, when I ran 6 miles for the first time, mm-hmm. I was like, 26? Mm-hmm. How?
Yeah.
And then I remember getting up to the half, 13, and being like, how do people do two of this?
Yeah.
How could you do two of this?
How could you do it? Yeah. It's crazy.
It was crazy.
How long did it take you? I'm so.
Five and a half hours.
No. How long did it take you to start training? Because I felt like, I mean, you were a runner before, kind of.
Yeah, I was running, but like I would be on tour and I would just run until I was tired.
Sure. Which could help be what? 10 minutes to 30 minutes.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I was like running to lose weight, which that's not an objective. That means nothing.
Well, I mean, it means something. It means you lose some weight.
But there's nothing trackable.
Sure it is. You track the scale.
I guess, but it's not like distance, time, pace.
Oh, there's no you can't gauge the athletic achievement.
And
or
there's
the,
no
or,
like,
yeah.
Well, was this as hard as yesterday? Was
right.
this as far
right,
as
right,
last
right.
week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you could also be like chowing down the house down and then just negating all the work or whatever.
Right. So I started training hardcore in probably like September.
That's not a lot of time.
No, it's about 18 weeks. And then I had, you know, I had to take off for a week.
What? Because
had to take off for a week. And then, so then also because it was my first marathon, I made it like a 20-week program. So about 20 weeks.
Okay. 20 weeks minus a week of,
yeah.
It was Women's Day for a week.
It was Women's Day. So I'm glad it was over, but now the real one again is in October.
Okay.
So I downloaded the track.
So we're going to do it.
I downloaded the track of that marathon and that's what I just ran. Okay. And then October, I'll do the same track with people.
I'm going to be there with little golden Dixie cups filled with very clear piss.
Hot urine.
Hot piss.
Yeah.
From several different men and
with
women.
With little amber rocks floating at the bottom.
Yeah. Little surprise
little
crystals.
Little kidney stones.
Little litter stones.
My drummer got a kidney stone on tour.
I don't want to talk about
that. And we had
that.
To lift him off the bus in a stretcher.
It is a huge fear for me. Irrational fear, but it is a huge fear.
Yeah, lift off the bus in a stretcher.
Scoop out the genitals. Just do it.
He said he could barely move. Oh, it hurts so bad. And then he went and got it. They said, there's nothing we can do. They gave him a bunch of drugs because you could pass it, whatever.
Good.
They gave him a bunch of drugs. So then we're doing the show without him. But we track the drums during the day. Mm-hmm. Or we track the bass guitar and then the bass guitar is playing the drums.
I remember this. Yes. I remember you telling me this.
And then I'm like, if you see a guy out in the audience like air drumming, it's probably my drummer. Because he went and watched the show. He had nothing to do. So he's twisted on like Vicodin. Like,
oh my God. That's fucking hysterical.
Like a sleeper agent.
Oh, thank God. They gave, what did they just drug him
I
up and yeah, squeeze the stones out of his like limp dick?
Well, they said it was horrible, horrible pain. And then a lot of times people just pee them out and don't even feel it when it pees out.
Work.
Doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Well, I'm sure the tubes leading up to the urethra are a lot smaller.
A kidney stone?
I can't. I cannot.
It can't taste good.
I want to ask you a question about something.
Okay.
It's about love. Okay. So I have been, I'm going to be very vague, which is so dumb. I shouldn't even ask you. But I recently had a phone conversation with someone. You know I'm looking for love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't look too hard. We have a show to make. If you get married before the show, you'd be so fucking mad.
His voice makes me hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
It's very sexy. But it's not like...
So it's not, hi, baby.
No, it's not like a phone sex voice.
Hi, baby.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
How are you, baby?
I want you. You want to come over, honey?
No, but I have a crush on him.
Where's he from?
I can't say. And,
because you don't know.
No, I know. It's not
I can't
LA.
Say. It sounds like a South Atlantic accent.
Could be Cuban. Maybe Kenyan. Yeah, no. I like him. I think he's attractive. I like talking to him on the phone. Uh-huh. I know what he looks like. But last two times I talked to him, I got hard.
Would he ever call in?
To where?
To here.
Oh, no.
No?
No, I wouldn't let him.
Oh. Well, I just want to know what's up. I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
But what if I talk to him and
he dies?
Me? Oh. I mean, it's pretty.
It's, yeah. Well, that's why I never bring anybody around the pot.
Is he a younger model? Wouldn't he want the younger model?
Oh, yes. I suppose that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm three plus days younger
hole.
Than him.
My hole.
Your hole. It's like a pinprick.
It's a pinprick. People think it's a pore. It looks like a dilated pore. It
looks like a blackhead.
It looks like a port wine stain.
It looks like a heavy pour of blood.
It's a whitehead.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's disgusting. I think we should go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you have a better luck. Whatever you choose to do next. This podcast is becoming you trying more psychoactive new agey treatments.
I think that's it. There was 1, 2, 3. I'm done. Yeah, I'm cured.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.